It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't care who your team is. They have an identical. They're all at 15%, if that's how you want to feel about it. They are all at the identical percentage, because what I came to realize is none of these teams are dominant, and the best team, the Baltimore Orioles right now, are tied with the Cleveland Guardians with a win percentage about 70-49, are only 5 games better than the Royals. That is the entire separation, top to bottom, in the entire American League. There is no bad team that is going to make the postseason, and there is no truly dominant team. There's times this year that the Orioles, the Guardians, the Yankees have all talked themselves out of playing well, and I'm telling you that if they go to the postseason, they have the exact same shot to make the World Series as the rest of them. They're not worse. So they're not really worse than these other teams.
I hear you that there's not a dominant American League team where you're like, okay, clearly that team is going to the World Series, like way overpowering everybody. That team doesn't exist. I think you would have to admit, though, like if you're the top division winner and the fact that you don't even have to play a wild card series,
that
team obviously has a better path just by sheer
number. Have to play one.
But I hear
series.
You in an individual series, whoever you're playing in the wild card round. Yeah. I mean, the whether it's the Royals or anybody else, you have a great chance to be competitive in that series. And we still, despite how the Singer, Lugo and Reagan combo performed against the Red Sox last week, I think everybody still feels like these three in the rotation in a 3-game series, you feel pretty good about that group. And I understand last night people are disappointed in what Brady Singer was in the second inning, but look bigger picture on what he's been for the entire season. He's still one of the best number three starters in all of baseball. And so, you know, the Yankees, if you want to say they're dominant, the Yankees just lost to anybody can lose to anybody, right?
But they just got their ass kicked by the White Sox.
So, and it's funny because there was panic in Kansas City last night after the loss. I follow a couple people, friends of mine that just do media in New York that are cover the Yankees or whatever.
God, they had to been on the
their
ledge.
Their fans think, I should pull up a couple of these tweets.
Their fans think they stink.
They're like, oh, this team's just not good enough to win anything. Might as well not even make the playoffs. I'm serious. Those are tweets that are being sent about the Yankees as well. So you're right that nobody's dominant in the American League, but if you get the bye, I mean, and you're in division, you're one of the top division leaders, then you just have put yourself in a much better spot.
There are only two teams you can even argue, because I know the first stat someone's going to throw in my face and be like, what about them versus winning teams versus non-winning? There are only two teams that are significantly better against above 500 teams than the teams I mentioned. That is the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Yankees. Orioles are 41-28, so a really good win percentage against above 500 teams. Yankees are 48-33 against above 500 teams. The Twins are actually worse than the Royals against above 500 teams, in case you're curious. Worse. So for as much as we made a huge deal about where the Royals stand against teams with a winning record, the Twins are worse. The Astros are the same. The Cleveland Guardians are like 4 games better in the above 500 department. There isn't just the more and more I watch the Yankees, I watch the Orioles, they've got more offensive talent, but they've got worse rotations. Like, they have problems just like the Royals do. I think if you get into it, like maybe that first series, you're right, because technically I should handicap it in a way that, because if you got to play in a wild card round, the odds of you actually getting it, the first two teams probably have the best chance. They're each at 20% and everyone else is sharing an equal split of the 60% chance that somebody goes on to win it. What I'm telling you is I don't look at the AL and I'm not in fear of some team that's going to eliminate, unless for some reason they face the Red Sox, a team that clearly has their number. Like, look at the run differential. Look at the ERAs for these teams. There's not some massive swing difference between it. You can't find it. It's other than above 500 record for two teams, not every playoff team, two teams. And we don't even know if those two teams have to face each other. The Yankees or the Orioles, one of those two teams is going to have to play in that extra series we just talked about, Gold.
Now, the actual odds, like if we're being, you know, looking directly at what the odds markets are saying, which doesn't mean that they're always accurate, right? That's the beautiful thing. Like, you can bet on underdogs and all that. Just to make it out of the American League, the Yankees do have the best odds, plus 240. The Orioles, 3-1. Then the Houston Astros, who a lot of people counted them out. They had a terrible April and May, but I when you look at the experience that roster has had,
and currently in the lead in the division,
they're plus 550 to come out of the American League. And the Royals are currently wedged between the Mariners and the Red Sox. The Mariners are 10-1 to win the American League. Then the Royals are 18-1, and then the Red Sox 28-1. The odds would tell you that your point is valid for like four teams.
You're saying like, I should exclude the Yankees and the Orioles.
Their odds are saying that the competitive part, it's saying, yeah, between the Yankees, the Orioles, the Astros, the Guardians, and Twins, and after that, that there's a huge drop-off. That's what the market says.
They're saying, I'm saying include the Royals.
Right, I'm with you.
I know that this is a rich conversation because we just watched Brady Singer lose last night, but I'm just telling you that that is one game, and if you look at the entirety of the season and you look at what the rotations have done there, then you would tell yourself that that is just not telling the whole story.
No, I mean, I like their chances in a best of three. I think we all should, based off of overall what the starting pitching is. We also, though, just like a lot of these other fan bases would probably say the same about their team, we all know if and when the Royals, if they're in the postseason, if and when they were to get eliminated, we know how it's going to go down. Like, we know what...
Well, they'd say it's flawed. Now, look,
I'm saying we know how it's going to go down.
Oh, sure.
We know it's going to be...
Starting pitching wouldn't be good enough.
No, we know it's going to... The bullpen. I mean, we know how... I hope it's not wild card round. I hope, you know, whatever. But, like, we know how it will likely look if and when they're eliminated.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably fair. That's the most likely scenario.
Think about that conversation right there. This team won 56 games a year ago. And we're actually talking about how they might be eliminated once they're in the playoffs. Like, this team's going to win probably 90 games this year.
It's a good problem to have.
What did you say was the record for best turnaround?
36 games. 35 would tie it. 36 would be the best.
So they'd have to get to 92 then.
Yeah. They'd have to finish really hot. And you got to remember, the Royals schedule is very difficult. So, you know, I don't think they're going to break the record. But kind of no matter what, based on where they are right now, no matter what, this is probably going to be one of the five best turnarounds in baseball history. So, I mean, it's not common what they've done. And they've done it for the same reasons you and I just talked about, because of the bullpen or because of the starting rotation. We know why and how they got here. There's no mystery in that. They got here because their starting rotation is really good. It's the same reason why it's why I leap them into the rest. I'll never understand. The one team that frustrates me the most with the odds makers is the Twins. The Twins haven't won a World Series in forever. They have a worse run differential than the Royals. They have a worse team ERA than the Royals. They don't score more runs than the Royals. They're only a game and a half better. They beat them last night. That's it. Okay. They beat them more this season. The odds that those two teams definitively have to face each other in the postseason is not the case. They have a worse record against teams with a winning record. They are not better at home. They are not better on the road. They're better on the road by two games. It's negligible. And so, I don't understand the Twins. I don't understand the betting market's fascination with the Twins. They make no sense. I'll just tell you right now, if you're placing a bet gold, not you, but if somebody's placing a bet right now and you're betting on this team to win the American League, your money is much better spent on the Royals than it is with the Twins.
I hear you. I think the reason why nationally and the markets and everything are saying, because while it shouldn't matter what happened in 2019, you know, but people will say, oh, in the last, five, 6 years, they've been in the playoffs three times, something like that. And that's why the Royals haven't been in a decade. It's the same reason why even in the NFL, when a team finally breaks through, people are way more skeptical. If a team gets off to a hot start in the NFL that hasn't been in the postseason in a decade, people are just way more skeptical about if they're legit or real or not. That's even though it's a silly conversation, we're in August, but I think that's still part of it.
They've just been a better team over the last decade, whether it's
betting markets or otherwise. I mean, there's a reason why even the awards market earlier in the year probably should have showed more in favor of a Seth Lugo for Cy Young, but people looked at the innings limitations or the career high in innings, I should say, that he was likely going to have to pitch and said, oh, there will be at least a drop off eventually. I think all that has contributed why from a betting perspective, why have the odds not shifted as much as you would have liked?
I mean, but the Twins won 87 games last year. They were in the
ALDS.
But I mean, they were in the 70s the 2 years before. I mean, if I give a 5 year time gap of where the Twins are, they're better than the Royals. I'm not arguing that, but I mean, they're not murderer's row. When's the last time they played in a World Series? Like, they've been in the postseason four times in the last 15 years. The Royals have been twice. So, I mean, I get it, but not like, and the Royals won the World Series and went to the World Series in two of those. The Twins don't make it to the postseason like way more than Kansas City. They make it a little bit more. I just don't understand the Twins. I don't know why. I'm probably just mad from last night's game. I won't let this bog me down, you know? I'm probably just mad from last night's game.
Royals now 2-6 against Minnesota. Two massive games that the Royals have to win, in my opinion, if you want to continue to still... We're back to the same conversation about the division and everything like that. If we want to still be talking about the divisional race, you know my opinion on just sometimes we look at the divisional games back and we think that it's so easy to make up four games. And all it takes is losing two in a division series like this to fall further back behind Minnesota and then ultimately the Guardians. And you're right back where you were a week and a half ago.
Yeah. I mean, but win tonight and then you're a half game back of the Twins. Maybe the Guardians lose and you're four, you know... Things can swing very quickly in this kind of micro. You and I have both said the four games, the five games now that you are back, it's a lot. It's a lot to do in 6 weeks because it requires you to essentially not screw up for two straight weeks and it requires the Guardians to screw up for two straight weeks. And the Guardians have not been playing very good baseball for 2 weeks and it's still five games.
You have seven against them. I mean, you don't want to have to go into the seven and feel like you have to go 5-2 against the Guardians in order to be within three games heading into September. You know what I mean? Like you
got to keep it within a certain range. But if you're only four games back and you're getting ready to start a four-game series against them, well, hell, take three out of four. We're having a very different conversation.
It can't be worse than the five that you're back now, though.
Not really. Not by the time you face them, no. I mean, it could be six as of tonight, but then, yeah, by the time it was that. A little bit different. Someone said, Vern included saying that we're better than the Twins, then freaking beat the Twins.
That's fair.
They are better than the Twins. I don't care about...
I mean, it is fair, though, at some point. I mean, they can't finish 2-8 against the Twins, and you want to convince me that they're better than the Twins. I mean, at some point, the numbers do matter. I hear you. I said it yesterday that, you know, last week, the Red Sox, bad matchup, all that, fine. But the Twins, I said yesterday on the show, I don't think they're better than the Royals. But... That texter has a fair point. At some point, Cody, they cannot be 2-8 if that's what happens against the Twins and you try to convince me that they're better. You do have to win at some point, man.
Yeah. I mean, fine. But, like, I don't know. Baseball's too damn long of a season for me to decide eight games makes one team better than another. Just because they play heads up? That doesn't make them a better team. It might make them better against the Royals, but it's not a better team.
Right, but then what do we...
this is like regular season stuff. This is the same stuff as we talk about. Like, the Chiefs lose to the Bengals doesn't make them... Just because they got a losing record against the Bengals doesn't make them a worse team.
They played one time. In baseball, the Twins...
I know, but like, that's the same amount. Eight games and 162... It's not even worth one single NFL regular season.
It's head-to-head, though.
Against the Bengals.
I'm sorry, though. Like, if the Royals finish 2-8 against the Twins, I don't know how on earth you can come on the show and tell me they're better than the Twins. I mean, at some point, results do freaking matter,
because
man.
It is 5% of the entire season. I mean, it's just not very much. Like, it's technically less than one NFL game. It's like 80% of an NFL game.
I'm just sorry, though. Like, we have to... Head-to-head has to matter at some point in the sport, though.
But in the regular... No, it doesn't. Not for this. Not for one season.
For this particular argument, though.
I don't think so. I don't think that that's... I think baseball's 162 game season. I refuse to just look at and decide who the better team is.
So if the Royals,
they could just be playing worse when they face the Twins. It's a million reasons.
Well, the Royals don't really have any injuries right now that you could argue that are leading to these results against the Twins. So that wouldn't be an argument to use. But like when you're talking about the Guardians later in the year, if the Royals finish three games better than, you know, the head to head against the Guardians when the season is all said and done, but they lose a division, you're going to tell me they're better than the Guardians, aren't you?
No, I'm not saying that.
But you probably will in that circumstance.
No, you're just projecting what you think I might say down the road.
You're acting like it doesn't matter, though.
Okay, the Royals have a winning record against the Guardians. If you ask me now, who's the better team? The Guardians. So look, I solved it. You're trying to say I won't say the other, and I will. The Guardians are a better team than the Royals. The Royals are a better team than the Twins. Like the head-to-head record in 162 games.
You play a team 10 times. You can't tell me it just doesn't matter and doesn't factor in at all. You just can't. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know how it can't be, man.
No, I didn't say that it factors in zero or it has no bearing. I'm just saying it's not 100% of the result for me. It's not head-to-head. I don't understand how you can tell me that and then not make this regular season argument for the... If it's 1 out of 16, that's 6%.
Yeah, but you're using 162 across an entire season. I get that. But when you play a team, it's not like they're playing a team in the National League. What do they play them four times all year or something like that? Then I'm with you. You only play them four times, and I don't care what the season series is. I only play them four times. If I play a team, what do they play? 12 times?
13
or 13 times.
If
they play 13 times, I can't act like that is a small head-to-head sample size. Like in 113 out of 162 is small. That's true. But if the team is, if the Royals had a bad record against the Twins, but they also finished 15 games better than them and they just happened to be bad against them, then I would agree with you. I'd say you're right. They just were bad against the Twins, but they're clearly better because they finished 15 games better. If the Royals and Twins finish within 2.5 games of each other at the end of the year, which might be what happens, but then they also lost to them 8 times. You know, they were 8 games under 500, let's say, against the Twins. I don't know how we can't say that then clearly they were not better.
I just think 8 games is not going to determine for me. Now, okay, if you're saying they lose the next 5 against the Twins too, it's a slightly different record.
Okay.
Could change the math, and I'll get an entire 162 game slate. Right now, I do not think the Twins are better than the Royals because they're 2-6.
Yeah, well, I hope they level back out. Because, yeah, if they level back out and all of a sudden we're talking about the Royals being 4-6 or something, well, then, yeah, then I think there's a conversation again. But if they were to lose the next 2 to Minnesota and fall to 2-8 against them, I think it's a very tough argument to make that the team that just kicked your ass for 10 games in this season is somehow worse.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission. For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.